Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories, and happy Saturday! So make sure that after this episode, there's a new Kids Animal Stories adventure that I want you to hear. Today's story comes to us from Emer. Hey, Emer, she sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our kidsshortstories.com website and send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! As Emer woke up, she blinked her eyes and, wait a second, is today the day? Today's the day! She raced downstairs and, wait a second, what is Emer talking about? Oh yes, today Emer is getting a trampoline. She had been looking forward to today for a very long time. You see, her mom had gotten a trampoline, but it took a long time to get there, and finally today was gonna be the day. She couldn't wait. Is it here yet, Mom? She said. Not yet, dear. Well, let's eat some breakfast first, and then maybe it will be here soon. Emer gobbled down her breakfast and then raced to look out the window. Have you ever waited for a package to arrive and it just feels like it takes forever? Yeah, me too. Well, Emer waited and waited and waited, staring out the window as her forehead was stuck to the glass. That's how hard she was looking out the window. She was able to pull off her forehead off of the window, and it left a little mark on the window. She had been leaning against it for 2 hours, waiting for the delivery truck to arrive. Oh no, can you check the tracking number to see if it's still on the way? Said Emer. Her mom pulled up her phone and clicked on the tracking number. The tracking number is a pretty cool thing when you're waiting for a package. Sometimes you get a number or a special message that you can click on, and it tells you where the package is and when they think it might get there. All right, Emer, it says it's out for delivery and it should be here any minute. Why don't you keep looking and maybe you can play a little bit? Emer was too focused to play. She just couldn't wait. There's a truck. Look, down the street. That is a delivery truck. I hope it stops at our house. As the delivery truck was driving up the street towards their house, she was hoping and hoping and hoping that it would stop. And yes, it stopped right in front of their driveway. They're opening up the back door, Emer shouted. Oh boy, I hope it's the trampoline. And the door opened and a huge package was pulled out. It needed 2 people to bring it all the way to the door. Wow, that's gotta be it, right? I think so, dear. Emer and her mom were eagerly waiting at the door, and sure enough, that was the trampoline. Yes! Her mom had ordered the special setup package, so not only was it being delivered, but they would also put it together for them. Oh, wow, that looks really complicated, said Emer. As they opened up the trampoline box, it was full of all kinds of pieces. Have you ever seen a big trampoline before? Yeah, they're humongous. Well, they don't arrive as a big trampoline. They come in all kinds of little pieces that you then have to put together, and it takes a long time. But with the professionals, it goes a lot faster. As Emer waited and waited, she felt like it was taking forever. Learning to be patient is a really important thing. Do you know why? Yeah, because there's all kinds of things in life that we have to just be patient for. And is it better to complain while you're waiting or to be patient and be excited for the good part? Yeah, it's not good to complain. It's great to be excited for the good part. And so as Emer, she couldn't wait. She ran upstairs and put on her jumping shorts and her jumping shirt and some really fancy jumping socks. Have you ever seen jumping socks before? yeah, they're pretty cool. They got sticky pieces on the bottom so that you don't slip. And yeah, they're pretty cool. As she came back downstairs, there it was. The trampoline had been put together. Yes! Mom, can I go jump on it? Absolutely. I want to watch, said her mom. As they both ran outside, she couldn't believe it. It was totally massive. This trampoline that showed up in that box, which it was a big box, but it looked so small now compared to the trampoline all set up. She climbed up the ladder and went inside and zipped closed the screen that went around it. Do you know those screens that go around the trampoline? Yeah, those are really important that keep us safe. And so we always got to make sure that they're zipped closed when we go inside. As Emer started to bounce, boing, boing, boing. What was that? She noticed something came flying out of the center. Ah, it looks like some kind of slime monster. Look at it, Mom. Ugh, what is that? They both said. With each bounce out of the middle of the trampoline came flying out all kinds of different colors of some kind of slime creature. Wait a second. As it landed on the trampoline, it was not alive. It was not a monster. What is that? There was a green one and a blue one. It looked like maybe the size that you'd scoop out with a spoon. What is that? Mom, it smells like Jell-O. Jell-O? Said her mom. That can't be. But it actually was. Emer and her mom had discovered some kind of magical trampoline that every time that you jump on it, it would launch out different colors of Jell-O into the air for you to catch in your mouth. What on earth is... Oh my goodness, I need one of those in my backyard! That's so cool, Emer. Wow, I can't wait. What's going to happen next? As Emer jumped again, jump, boom, another red piece of Jell-O flew into the air and she caught it in her mouth. Mom, we need to invite the whole world over here. Well, at least all my friends. They got to see this for themselves. Emer was smart. She knew that she couldn't eat all this Jell-O by herself. She had to share it with her friends. And so that the rest of that day, she and her friends spent jumping on this magic trampoline that would launch Jell-O into the air and then they caught it in their mouth. Holy smokes, that's so cool. If you had a magic trampoline, what would you want it to launch out of the middle with every jump? Maybe Skittles. Oh, those are good. Or ice cream. Yeah, a scoop of ice cream. That would get kind of messy. But Jell-O is pretty cool. But I wonder what you would want in your trampoline. I've never heard of this before, but we definitely need to figure out where Emer and her mom got this magical trampoline, because I definitely need a Jell-O launching trampoline in my backyard. Well, friends, if you have an idea for a story, I would love to hear it. Like I said earlier, we turn awesome ideas into really silly adventures. Emer, this was her idea for a story. She sent me about, she wanted a magic Jell-O trampoline, and every bounce on the trampoline, it would launch Jell-O in the air. And so I turned it into a story just from a little idea from Emer. And you can send me your ideas too. Just go over to the website, kidshortstories.com, and I would love to see your idea for an amazing adventure. Well, friends, if you're in the car, or if you're getting ready for bed, or if it's in the middle of the day, I hope you have a super duper day. And hang around in a minute, because I'm going to do some kid shoutouts. Well, that is the end of this adventure. We'll see you next time. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Evelyn from Montana, Callan and Cora from Texas, Lucas and Alicia and Andy, all from Bradford, Ontario, Sawyer from Chicago, Pranav from the USA, Trinity from Washington, and Nicholas from Singapore. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family. And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, don't forget, right now, there's a new Kids Animal Stories story. Head on over to our other podcast, Kids Animal Stories, to listen to that adventure right now, friends. Well, I hope you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.